Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona Prini. The sister that's listening this morning is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray, Father. I just ask for any sister that's listening that she really starts to like see, just to see how these things work and understand so that she doesn't get deceived and lulled to sleep, but stays awake and sober and advances your kingdom. And for her salvation, her safekeeping, and also for everybody that she's praying for, for all of their souls also to ask all these prayers, you bless in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so just going through Isaiah 33 and just kind of touching on some other scriptures, Isaiah 33 to, you know, take a look at sort of a good blueprint of how the... times of judgment play out, okay, and what to expect, but then also looking at some other scriptures to expound upon it. Going back to was this? It's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, okay. Talked about this a little bit yesterday. Let's see here. Starting at verse 2, okay, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. You hear this a lot, okay, that analogy, okay, a woman in travail, okay. And that's I want to just talk about that for a moment. Now, a woman, when she's in labor, okay, the birth pain starts small, okay, and then there's a break in between them, okay, there's a space. You need to read the book of Revelation, okay? Again, listening to these podcasts, just in general, you need to read the book of Revelation. Don't be afraid of it. A lot of times when you start getting into the books of prophecy, one of two things happens, kind of common, is either, you know, ladies get really afraid of it because they don't understand it, and they just kind of, so they just avoid it altogether, okay? I don't want you to do that, okay? You need to have faith in the Holy Spirit, okay? Just as you're praying, be praying to be filled with this Holy Spirit to help him help you understand. Lean upon the Spirit. Don't turn to books and online searches and all that stuff. Just trust in the Holy Ghost, okay? Believe in the Holy Spirit. Okay, ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit and read it. Okay, it's important. It's there for a reason. Okay, but then on the other hand, don't. Again, I just want to reiterate this because it's so common in the United States. Don't anoint yourself a prophet or with the gift of prophecy and start exalting yourself either. Okay, because prophecy tends to do that to people where they think that they you know they start getting really lifted. Okay, just be humble and read it. Okay, stay in that nice, sweet, you know, humble place. Okay, of humility, walking with the Spirit, and read it because this is important. You need to know the Book of Revelation because it is basically. In all honesty, the same patterns are just going to happen, the same thing here in the United States and during times of judgment. It's just the same thing, just smaller. That's it, okay? Because with a woman, when she's in travail, okay, you have birth pains and then they go away. And they come back and they go away. And they come back again and they go away. And they come back and they get bigger and they go away. And they get bigger and they go away. And then closer together. And then boom, birth, okay? Same basic pattern during times of judgment. And you're going to see this, okay? You're going to see these foreshadowings of things to come, okay? You're going to look, you can't find food. You're going to look, everything's shutting down. You're going to look, everything's getting bad. Oh no. Oh wait, it's gone. Everything's going to be better. Oh, okay. All right. Those are the times, okay, where you need to be careful, okay? Because that's when Satan will come and deceive you and make you think that you didn't see what you really saw, okay? And if you listen to him, you're going to be wrong, okay? Those are the times where everybody goes, see, everything I told you, everything's going to be okay. Don't worry about it. Oh, don't, you're just, it's, you know, you're just imagining things, okay? No, it's birth pains. It's going to come back again, and it's going to come back again stronger. And then stronger, and then stronger, and there's going to be no escape. It's not going to go away, okay? And these birth pains, these spaces between these, they can last. I've seen them, each situation is different, but you look, for example, in the Bible, they were years, okay? They were years with the fall of Judah, okay? You'd hear, you know, the king of Babylon coming, he'd go away for a couple years, okay? Or just in general, like, you know, them, their land being etched away. It was a process, if you look, okay, after the two kings were rent, after from Solomon, okay, after they split into two kingdoms, that was the beginning. And it just kind of went and got worse and worse and worse until the actual fall, okay, because of the sin, okay? Each situation is different, okay? So they can last a really long time, they can last a couple months, they can last, you know, a couple weeks. Each situation is different. But what you don't want to do is get deceived and think it's not going away. You need to see those birth pains. You need to know exactly what they are, and you need to know that they're coming. And you also need to read the book of Revelation again, because it, I'm going to be talking about it later on, but it's got a, you'll see the same patterns take place, okay, where you see Satan, you know, deceiving, okay, and getting people to think, no, everything's fine. Just ignore all that fearful stuff. You don't need to be afraid, you know. That's a bunch of fear, and it's not. It's true. It's real. It's the Holy Spirit trying to get you ready and prepared so that it does not take you by surprise, so that you know, okay, no, it's coming back, and I'm going to be ready for it, okay? I'm going to be nice and tucked away, hidden in Christ, okay, and ready for the things to come. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she just has an abundantly fruitful day for your glory, for her salvation and for the salvation of those around her. And that she shines as a bright light. Ask all these, and she just really loves you, and she asks to be filled with your Holy Spirit so she can understand these things and trust in your Holy Spirit to teach her. Ask all these crazy things in Jesus' name. Amen.